Okay. So the next item on the agenda is approval of the May 11th meeting minutes. Are there any amendments or changes that need to be made? Not hearing anything. Nick, if you could call the roll.
Patrick Mann?
Yes.
James DePuse?
Present.
Marcia Farrell?
Yes.
John Hughes?
Yes.
Tom McDonald?
Yes.
Sonny Mio?
Yes.
And Kurt Wallstrom?
Yes.
And Chairman O'Dell?
Yes. Okay, Nick, if you could go over the status of the Public Works building on Mack Avenue.
Just one thing to clear up, Chairman O'Dell. We do actually have three sets of minutes to complete. We've got the March 4th and the March 12th that also have to be approved for the board. So I would ask if we could, I'll do a roll call of the March 4th TIFA board minutes.
Please do so.
Okay, approval of March 4th board minutes. James O'Dell?
Yes.
Patrick Mann?
Yes.
James DePuse?
Yes, I'm present.
Marcia Farrell?
Yes.
John Hughes?
Yes.
Tom McDonald?
Yes.
Sonny Mio?
Yes.
And Kurt Wallstrom?
Yes.
Okay, and now on to the March 12th special meeting for the TIFA board. I'm going to ask for approval. Can I get a motion?
I so move.
Is there a support?
Support.
Yes.
Okay, for approval of minutes, Patrick Mann?
Yes.
James O'Dell?
Yes.
James DePuse?
Support.
Marcia Farrell?
Yes.
John Hughes?
Yes.
Tom McDonald?
Yes.
Sonny Mio?
Yes.
And Kurt Wallstrom?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Per Chairman O'Dell, I'm going to go over the status of the Public Works building over on Mack Avenue. Assistant to the Manager Smith, can you please share your screen for the DPW building to show the public and the board?
Yes, I can. Give me 1 second. Can everyone see the screen?
Yeah.
I am working and hooking up my Zoom.
Yes.
Yes.
Looks good.
Okay. Okay, so, and I'll send out later more updates to the board. This was our last drawing back in May that was presented to the Public Works Committee. So right now you're seeing the basic footprint of the DPW building off of Mack Avenue in Weyburn and Maryland. Presently right now, the building, talking with the architects, we're looking at about 16 to 17,000 square feet, including a mezzanine above for more storage for public works. The main building, the main entrance and exit will be off of Mack Avenue with three entry doors and three back doors towards the yard. The Weyburn area will be screened. We're looking into with the architect right now. Whether that's using decorative fencing, arborvitaes, brick and mortar around the perimeter of the building. We are looking into adding additional storage right now in the back part, which would be the former garden area that the city owns. And off of Maryland Street, there is a small door there that we're looking to use for light duty vehicles. Trucks for chipping and such. And so what we're looking at with this building is having easy access for our DPW employees with the main entrances being off of Mack Avenue and the second being Maryland for light duty. As of right now, talking with the architect, we're still going through some updates right now on title work and utilities and just a couple of the building. I do imagine that we are probably going to have a planning commission meeting either in late July or early August for approval of the site plan for DPW. With that said, if there's any questions from the board, I'd be happy to answer.
Question.
Yes, sir.
What happened with the property behind that, that house that was for sale? Did we acquire that? I saw a sold sign on it.
So if you're asking, I believe there's a house behind, it would be next to Maryland, and where the footprint of this building, there is a for sale sign, but no, that is, the city did not acquire that building. So actually looking at, Jimmy, I'm not sure if you're able to see the picture right now, but from the footprint, I think that.
I'm trying to get hooked up right now. Okay.
Okay. But yeah, that house that's currently for sale, no, the city did not buy that.
Okay.
And there's no intention to.
And that's not going to upset the apple cart with that footprint
No.
We have now? Oops. I got it.
Can you repeat that? Sorry, Jimmy. Okay. Any other questions?
I have just one. This is Marcia. Can I ask one question? Because I know I'm new to the game here.
Welcome, Marcia.
Thank you. If you can enlarge that just a little bit for my old eyes, I'd appreciate it. If not, it's okay. The DPW, when we talk about that, we're talking about the trucks and all that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay. And where are they going to be exiting from? I don't see where, like, the main, are they going to be exiting off of Mac and coming back around into Grosse Pointe, or are they going to use Weyburn, or are they going to,
the main entrance and exit are going to be off of Mac Avenue. So Leah, if you can, you've got your arrow right there. She's using her cursor right now. That is the main entrance and exit for vehicles leaving the DPW and or entering the building.
Okay. All right.
There's a second exit too, I believe, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yes, so there is that where Leah is showing right now is the main entrance for city employees and for visitors, and also for them to access back in the yard for salt, dirt, and other material.
Okay. Yeah, this will certainly be a big improvement over what we have now. More spacious.
Any more comments?
I don't know if you can hear me or not, but whose drawing is that?
Did you ask whose drawing is that?
I can't see that. Is that the, is that who we took?
It's our architect, Stucky Vitale.
Okay. Are there any further comments? All right, then I just move on to the social district report, which I believe the council passed the other night. So you could tell us about that, Nick.
Okay, thank you, Chairman Odell. So before the city council, at the city council meeting on Monday, the city council unanimously approved a social district for the city of Grosse Pointe Park. This was recently passed, per in the state and signed by the governor. And what this would allow is similar to what you'll see in a New Orleans or a Toledo, a social district that allows restaurants and bars to be able to serve to-go drinks that residents and patrons can walk the sidewalk and or into a commons area with disposable cups. So So, for example, on Charlevoix, this would go from right there at the end of Beaconsfield by Howlers and Growlers and would extend all the way to just past the Charlevoix. On Kercheval, this property would go from just past the market area near Alter to right by Red Crown. So this was just passed. We are submitting this to the state. In your packets today, and specifically for those on the board that own businesses, as soon as the state gets the approval of the social district, you may then apply for the social district permit. That is a separate permit that would allow for you to then serve to-go drinks out into the public. So what I'm going to ask from the board later, but I'll run through an operations and maintenance plan that is part of our submittal. Part of this that the city is submitting to the state is what is the difference between a social district and commons area? What is a qualified licensee? The differences between the city and business owner process, operations plan. Right now, we're currently looking at the social district being from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday. And on Friday and Saturday, this would be from 5 to 11. The commons areas, which would allow residents and patrons to serve and have alcohol, would be on the following U.S. holidays that would be closed. It'd be New Year's Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Christmas Eve. One of the cautions that we are looking at right now is we certainly hope that residents and patrons and business owners will, certainly watch this new initiative that the city is undertaking to make sure, people are being safe and responsible, considering with COVID-19 and the recent uptick in cases. So we certainly are hoping for those in attendance and our residents to do so. The requirements, as I discussed, of the permit holders requires that the city is approved for the social district permit, which district plan, which we have sent into the state, and that after that is done, businesses would then be able to apply for that. We do have maps that are part of our plan. This will be going online as soon as it's approved from the state. You can view right now in our TIFA agenda and our past city council packet for those in attendance. And I'm trying to think if that's, with that said, as part of this social district support, what I'm going to ask the TIFA board to approve tonight is in marketing and promotions as part of the social district to be legally compliant, businesses are allowed to serve to-go disposable cups that clearly mark the business and the area that they're in. And so I would like to get your thoughts about that from the board, and I'll take any questions.
Ready? Nick, I've got a question. This is Sonny Miu.
Hey, Sonny.
How are you guys?
Hi, Sonny.
So with all these permits and these new updates and all that, will there be any closures as far as the streets go?
No, and that's a great question. I'm glad you asked that, Sonny. So as part of our relief, we were looking into how we're helping, could help businesses. Overwhelmingly, businesses suggested, I asked, would you be in favor of closing streets or a social district? Social district was number one. No one wanted to close streets due to concerns with parking and or curbside service and or pickup similar to your establishment. We are not at this time going to close streets. And that's actually an option we could do if we wanted to for the social district, but we don't have to. As part of the Charlevoix and After Six events on Kercheval, this new permit would actually make it easier for the city to apply through the state of Michigan.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
Yep.
I have
any other questions or comments?
This is Marcia.
Hey, Marcia.
I have one. Kirchhoff and Charlevoix, with this social district and the way you described it, that means that if I buy a drink to go on Kirchhoff, I can't take it with me and walk over to Charlevoix.
No, you cannot, Marcia. So if you're over on, if you're at Cellar 313 on Kirchhoff, you have to stay within the commons area of the district. So that would just be walking maybe to Red Crown, but you couldn't take your drink over to the Charlevoix. That's correct.
Nick, this is Kurt Rahlstrom. I have a concern on how you're going to limit the crowds and the people that are allowed to come in there so that we don't end up with 5,000 people on those short areas?
Mm-hmm. So what we've been, I've been talking back and forth with Chief Poloni, and this is something we did address to the city council as well, that with the recent uptick in cases, you know, we do want to help our businesses and restaurants, but also there is that chance, you know, of gatherings, and people congregating. And so what we're going to be asking residents, once this is approved from the state, to please, you know, not try not to gather in groups, you know, be socially distant. I know that it's certainly a challenge to ask now that we asked for the social district, and specifically public safety is going to be out, you know, whether it's a bike patrol or walking the street during the social district to ensure that people are not gathering in large crowds, and or, you know, just sending a friendly reminder to those. So it's certainly something we're considering, and we'll be monitoring closely as this happens. But that's a great comment, Kurt.
I have one follow-up question. What do we do with
that? This will help people socially distance, since you can spread out a little more than you could if you're limited to just the front of the restaurant or bar.
Nick, I have a second question. What do we do with restrooms, not to be snarky or weird, but if people are out drinking on the streets, at some point they're going to need to use the restrooms. Have accommodations been made for that?
So as part of this process, you know, if you are out walking the street with your drink, you know, we're hoping you will be responsible about utilizing the bathroom going into the restaurant or bar. Because there is the chance that if this does not work, and we are seeing certain issues, the city would have to hold a public hearing with the chance that the social district could be taken away. So we're certainly asking our residents to be respectful and mindful of, you know, homes and businesses in the area, and to please use the proper facilities.
Yeah, I worry about that with the alleys and things like that, that it may be too inviting for some people. Thank you.
Well, they're not really supposed to go around to the alley in the social district. The social district would be right on the street.
Correct.
And it shouldn't be too hard for them to walk into one of the restaurants or bars and use the facilities.
I'm ready when you're ready.
Okay. Are there any more comments on the social district support? If not, then we'll go on to the parking improvements. Oh. Go ahead, Nick.
So, Chairman O'Dell, the one thing I would like to ask, if the board would approve tonight.
Hello?
Under market.
Hello?
Yep, I can
hear
you.
For some reason, I was muted. I apologize. Can you hear me now?
You're good.
I can hear you now.
Okay, a couple things. Traditionally, and I think I understand why this doesn't include Mac, but traditionally Grosse Pointe Park doesn't. But I think for this type of thing, I understand a little bit because of what we don't want to have happen. You know, there's basically no other bars on the cross the street of Mac. If you open that up, then I think we're opening up a can of worms. That's my own opinion. But I would like something done for Mac. I mean, It's always Kirchhoff and Charlevoix. We know that going in. I don't have a problem with it because I'm used to it. But I'd like to see something done for Mac one time, just as a kicker, make somebody feel good.
No, and I certainly understand. And the one thing I would like to say, Jim, as well, we were on a call with the county today, and they specifically stated, too, that Because of the social district, the county, you know, since it's a county road, they are not approving social districts next to county roads. So that's certainly a challenge right now. And with that current construction over on Mack Avenue, that presents its challenges, plus being not contiguous to other bars, right?
Yeah, so, all the parking, gone. Everyone's using my parking lot. All the parking is gone. I called the city and asked when they're thinking mid-September for this thing to be done. I'm just like, what next? I'm like, $5 a pound for meat, pandemia, no one can park, nobody can get near the place. You know, and that's, I'm just, I don't know. I'm venting a little bit, but it's all right. I get through it.
I can certainly talk with the county, Jim, and see what we can do in your area if that will help. So let's connect after this meeting, maybe tomorrow.
Okay. What about something, you know, I was thinking something put together. I don't want to say just for me, but we need something. I mean, I understand why the social district is not going to work there. So I got that. Do you have any other ideas to make? I'm open.
Yes. And so part of one of the new city's permits processes, Jim, is you can, if you want, that parking lot right next to your business and the sidewalks in front, we do have on the city website, and I know our assistant manager Smith has been reaching out to businesses, and specifically you could add tables and or chairs out in the front of Marge's, and if you wanted to use your parking lot for you know, additional spaces, we certainly have that opportunity to help out.
Okay, let me ask this then. Since we're there, can I ask this? It would be better for all businesses and concerned, because I'm sure, you know, Gabe and Steve at the animal hospital, they've been using my parking lot all summer, and I'm friends with those guys. I don't want to, you know, but they don't want anybody in the building. There's no parking now, so I can't go out there and take two or three spaces away from my own parking lot when we don't have any parking to begin with. So that is not going to work. But let me ask you this.
Okay.
Instead of the front of the building, would it be feasible to put it on the side between the parking lot and the building?
I think we could make something work.
You might even be able to go in front of some of the other buildings with their permission too.
Yeah.
With tables.
It's just, you know what? Cars going down Mack Avenue at 40 miles an hour, tight as it is, construction going on, it makes me nervous, people sitting out there. Because they would have to be like right on the roadway. It's a little different down the block. They got a little 5, 8, 10 foot between the roadway and where their outdoor services at Cabbage Patch. So I think that's my biggest issue is if, you know, the traffic on Mac, people fly down there at night. Somebody loses control, pow, they plow right into everybody. Where if it's on the side, it's out of the way, and 4 or 5 tables, it's no one would even know it was there. It's protected from the back by the wall, and it's the front is almost enclosed by the wall from the parking lot, too. So that's my suggestion. It'd be a big help. I'm starting to put the paperwork together, like you guys said, that we need to do. So I just want to bring it to your attention tonight, but that would be a great way to go. Other than out front, even though we got the new concrete, I get it, but it makes me nervous people sitting right on the curb of Mack Avenue.
Yeah, I think your idea can work.
Okay.
I don't see any real problem with that.
I measured it off. I've talked to the LCC. It's continuous, so it's right there, but it's got to be okayed by the city.
Okay, Nick.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the question for approval, directing the city for under marketing and promotions to purchase social district cups for businesses. Can I get a motion?
I so move.
Yeah. Social district cups? Yes.
Okay. Okay, we have a second if you'd call the roll.
Okay. Chairman O'Dell?
Yes.
Pat Mann?
Yes.
Jim DePuse?
Yes. Cups, is that, I get that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Marcia Farrell?
Yes.
John Hughes?
Yes.
Tom McDonald?
Yes.
Sonny Mio?
Yes.
And Kurt Rahlstrom?
Yes.
Jimmy, I want to add, too, on the cups. What I understand, they have to have the name of the establishment on them, and there's some other required information. But, you know, most businesses are going to be fairly low volume, so I think we could just do some labels and put them on cups for the low volume places where you couldn't really cost justify buying custom printed cups. Right.
I mean, I don't have any social areas right now to use them in.
Yeah.
I've got an idea for Jimmy at Marge's, if you guys want to hear it.
Psychiatrist?
No, a petting zoo on pony rides.
All right, first the psychiatrist, then the petting zoo.
All right.
We can take the dogs from Platts and bring them through, and you can take turns petting them as you walk through.
Thanks, I want to see you on a pony. I want to see you on a pony, Jim.
Okay.
Oh, God, sorry.
Hey. Moving on to new and old business. Okay, moving on to new and old business.
Okay.
Oh, Jim, we have parking improvements to discuss and the COVID-19 score real quick. I'll start with the parking improvements. So as discussed in previous meetings and we received numerous emails, from interested business owners, in the past, the TIFA board has discussed increased parking on Kercheval and on Charlevoix. Specifically, there's two city properties, one on Kercheval that's behind Park Grill, and one on Charlevoix right behind the old Park Market. And so I'll be asking the board tonight to consider solicitation of bids for demo. With that said, is there any questions from the board before I move that?
What streets were the houses on? I missed that.
Lake Point.
There's one on Lake Point, so that's right behind the old Park Market. And then on Kercheval, it would actually be on Maryland, right behind the Park Grill.
Okay. So one is right behind Sonny's old building, right? Got it. Okay, I got
correct.
You. I didn't hear Matt come across there, but okay.
Any other comments or questions from the board?
If not, we'll call the roll. Nick?
Okay. Chairman O'Dell?
Yes, yeah.
Pat Mann?
Yes.
Jim DePuse?
Just because Sonny's here listening, I'm going to vote for it.
Marcia Farrow?
Yes.
John Hughes?
Yes.
Tom McDonald?
Yes.
Sonny Mio?
Yes.
And Kurt Rahlstrom?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right, so I have on our agenda right now, COVID-19 business support. In the TIFA budget, there's $50,000 for COVID-19 support. And with the assistance of assistant to the city manager, Leah Smith, before you, we have a development of the TIFA COVID-19 Operational Assistance. This program would be available for all TIFA businesses, Max, Charlevoix, and Kercheval. What we're looking for specifically with funding can be utilized in the following items. Parklet material / construction, similar to what you might have seen in downtown Detroit, Birmingham, or behind Park Grill, where you have a wooden platform that goes flush with the curb. Additional tables and chairs for expansion outside for businesses, either under the sidewalk or parklet. Umbrellas,
and other expenses as determined by the city for COVID-19 relief support. As part of this program, what we're looking for right now is a letter of interest describing what you would need for assistance and what you're looking for. And then we would just need an expanded outdoor footprint and or outdoor dining permit from the city. And this application and grant would be for about $3,500, with half of the total funds provided by the TIF at the beginning of the project, and the rest of the money will be given once the project is completed with supporting documentation. The applicants will be reimbursed for $3,500, even if their project ends up costing more. I want to see at this time if there's any questions or comments from the board.
And I'd like to add, if the $50,000 turns out to be inadequate, we would come back with another meeting and up that. Is there any comment from any of the board members?
Run quick. It's not going to be a first come, first serve basis. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
Well, you have many businesses, and if you divide $3,500 by those businesses, I think there'd be well over $50,000, I think.
Well, it's mainly going to be the restaurants and bars that would be doing this outdoor
We're keeping it under these guidelines for parklet materials, additional tables, et cetera, correct?
Right. And the city already has some material, like I know they've got some umbrellas that they've used on Kirchville in the past, and that would help reduce some of the costs. But
bring them down to Mac.
I think $50,000 is a good start.
Great.
Can I ask a question? This is Marcia.
Marcia.
The money's for the restaurants. Now we already have some restaurants that's already doing this, and have we have outdoor and they have sidewalk stuff. Are they going to still be able to get funds, or how is that working?
They that's a great question, Marcia. Thank you for asking that. I did not mention, but for any of those businesses that already have done extensions and purchased a new property for such, they can apply for this grant as well for reimbursement.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any further comments? Hearing none, if you could call the roll, Nick.
Chairman O'Dell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pat Mann?
Yes.
Jimmy DePuse?
Yes.
Marcia Farrell?
Yes.
John Hughes?
Yes, absolutely.
Tom McDonald?
Yes.
Sonny Mio?
Yes.
And Kurt Wellstrom?
Yes.
Okay, great. I look forward to this program. Thank you, board. Now we have a COVID-19 business support, which actually I just discussed.
New and old business now, I guess.
Yeah, and I will ask Assistant to the Manager Smith real quick to give us an update on recent grants that are available for businesses in the district within the city.
Yes, thank you, City Manager Seislin. So I did want to make sure that all of our business owners and any members of the public who may own business, who may know the business owners in Grosse Pointe Park, there are two currently open funding programs. One is through the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. It's called the Small Business Restart Program. This program was created using a State of Michigan allocated CARES Act funding.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for small businesses only. So if you believe that you're a small business, you probably qualify. They are anticipating that at least 5,000 or more businesses throughout the state are going to benefit from this program. The maximum award possible is $20,000 to a single business. Eligible expenses include a variety of expenses related to COVID-19, including loss of revenue, payroll support, coverage of rent or past utility bills, and also any type of reopening expenses like PPE or putting up barriers or anything like that. this grant does close on August 5th. So if you are interested, I would strongly encourage you to go ahead and get your application started. More details are on the website. And I can email the links out to the TIFA board members as well. Wayne County has also initiated a round two of the Back to Work Small Business Grant. The maximum award through that grant is $10,000 per small business. And these cover additional expenses similar to the MEDSI grant, loss of revenue, payroll, and reopening expenses like barriers or protective personal equipment purchases. That grant is a first come, first serve. And so again, if you are interested in applying for that grant, I would highly, highly recommend that you apply sooner rather than later. I will tell you that both of these grants do not require a match. However, there is some supporting documentation that is required, like W-9s, tax documents, things like that. So if you think you're going to apply, you might want to go ahead and start collecting those documents as well. If you have any questions regarding them, I'll make sure that I include the contact information for the appropriate program contacts as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Leo.
Okay. Any other new or old business? And the only thing I can think of would be if we could set up a meeting, our next meeting. So we were thinking about the second week of September. Do you have a date that's good for you, Nick? I'm real flexible.
Why don't we look at if the board would be okay with, do Wednesdays work, or is there a better day of the week that works for the board? You want to try Tuesdays?
Yeah, as long as we have enough notice, and if I could say, if we could get the information a little sooner than a couple days prior to let us read it, because it's, I'm not speed reader, but I try, but if we got a day earlier, it might help.
Okay. All right. How about we look at setting the date for September 8th?
Which is a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that would be fine with me. Any other comments on that? Yeah, well, if that's okay, then we will schedule our next meeting for Tuesday, September 8th. Okay, then we can move on to public comments. Leah?
Thank you, Chairman O'Dell. Just really quick, did we set a time for the next meeting so I can put it on the city calendar?
Well, 6 o'clock is good with everyone. What we did today.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So I did want to share with the board that we did have one emailed comment, but it will not be read because it did not follow the comment guidelines outlined in the meeting notice. I do have one public comment in the queue. So if you'll give me 1 second, I will pull up the 3-minute timer for you. Mary, if you would like to go ahead, please.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome, Ms. Farrell. Several items. Number one, regarding the upcoming DPW construction, when and how will notice be given to nearby homes? Which properties exactly will receive notice? Number two, regarding the social district, what attempts will be made to encourage walking to the districts, especially Charlevoix, to keep side street parking to a minimum? I live right in the district and I have a 2-car garage, so I should be unaffected, but many of my neighbors do not have garages, so what notices will be given to nearby neighbors of these districts? Number three, regarding the proposed parking lot on Lake Point, let's be clear, I live kitty corner from this lot. I've talked to a few neighbors and they have concerns about whether it's needed and the effect on our property values. I personally am not convinced it's needed and I request a parking study. Further, there is an underutilized lot on the corner of Lake Point and Charlevoix, which I believe is owned by Mr. McDonald. We could use that for parking spaces and maybe a few more spaces on the old Park Market lot as well. what's happening right now with Howlers and Growlers. That lot has been totally vacant now for months. I ask that the Planning Commission review this proposal in the context of the master plan. And if that lot eventually goes forward, it needs to be hidden by arborvitae or similar, and access should only be off Charlevoix, not onto Lake Point. So what exactly, besides knocking down that house, is the plan going forward? Number four, I sent Nick an email, albeit late this afternoon to be fair, asking him whether we know this $3,500 cap for this COVID relief money is adequate. Have businesses been asked for estimates? We have a lot of money in the TIFA budget, and I believe we should spend what it takes to help our businesses out. Number five, regarding future planning, are we hearing anything about desired future projects for the year 2021 from our commercial districts, as Dale asked for at the March meeting? And when and will and when the public who lives within the TIFA, like myself, for example, be asked? I have ideas for our district. Who do I send them to?
Good boy.
Finally, I ask that this recording be posted on the website. I know that's a lot of questions. I think most of the answers are probably in Nick's wheelhouse, but Mr. Chairman, I would really respectfully request answers to these, and I'll be happy to email them to you, to Mr. Seisland, to Ms. Smith, whoever. Thank you.
Thank you. Chairman O'Dell, I have one more public comment in the queue.
Thank you.
Mr. Vosburgh, if you would like to go ahead, please.
Thank you. I was just wanted to make one comment as a urban planning and economic development professional who has staffed DDA boards before and also staffs other government authorities. I just wanted to point out to the TIFA board and to government, to city staff, that per Act 57 of 2018, which is the state act for the DDA and TIFA, the board is supposed to approve the budget after city council has approved it. So per section 228, subsection 1, it says before the budget may be adopted by the board, it shall be approved by the governing body of the municipality. So the board has to adopt it then after the city has. So the city approved the budget at the last meeting. So now the TIFA board must approve the budget. And that is the standard operating procedure for most DDAs and TIFAs across the state of Michigan. So technically, spend money, it must approve the budget. That is the end of my comments.
Thank you, Mr. Vosburgh. Chairman O'Dell, I do not have any other public comment in the queue at this time.
Okay, thank you. And that's everything. We can adjourn the meeting. Everyone have a great day. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.